Welcome to the Carl Jackson Podcast. I am excited and delighted that you guys are listening to us on Spotify and now iHeartRadio. I'm on the set of my new series, TV series Forgiven, that I'm directing and producing and also co-starring in, which is a lot of work. So we're not in studio today. We're actually outside on location. Isn't that cool? Out here in California. But I wanted to address a couple things about our culture. And I wanted to do this episode because I feel like it's urgent. We are entering a time, or we have entered a time, where gossip, negative information, news is now the new pop culture. If you are talking about somebody, if you're disrespecting your family members, if you are saying mean things about yourself or disparaging things about yourself, if you are subjugating someone, if you are disrespecting someone, that is now the new norm. That is the new norm. And everything has shifted from positive to negative. It's always been a little negativity going on in our culture, in our world. Excuse me. But never as it seems like it's gotten worse since technology now controls our lives. Right now, I'm literally doing my podcast with a microphone, a couple little items here, and I'm under a tent. One of our production tents. And it's consumed our lives. You know, we can do pretty much anything from anywhere. Everybody is now a broadcaster. Everybody is now an influencer. Everyone now has an opinion, got something to say. But we're all saying the same thing. AI or algorithms are telling us what to say. They're telling us how to speak to one another. They're telling us how to react to one another because they're trying to program us to be controlled, by what they ultimately are going to do or try to do to all of us in the near future. In fact, they're doing it now. And I'm doing a movie about that. What's crazy is I made a post about some things that have been going on in my family life. And nothing really I'm going to get into on this podcast other than to say that after I made these comments, after I said these things, I noticed that when I posted what I posted, people that normally wouldn't engage with me in conversation or engage with me in liking posts on any of my social media pages, all of a sudden had something to say. All of a sudden were liking the posts. But I have posted a plethora of positive things over the years and have never seen their face or picture pop up and liking anything. Whether it's a positive post, whether it's a movie post that I'm promoting one of our shows on the CJC network or the Grid network, I never see them like it. But the minute I posted this moment in my life that was actually taken out of context, all of a sudden, I was seeing people that never post or never liked my posts were now liking my posts. That, to me, is sad. That, to me, is ridiculous. That, to me, tells me that our world, our culture, has shifted. And it's not a good thing. It's not a pretty picture. We are focused and consumed with wanting to get money, to get fame, to get likes, to do all these things that actually is destroying our society. It is literally destroying our society. It is destroying our families. It's destroying our, you know, marriages for the ones that are married. It's destroying our relationship with our children. My daughter literally watches nothing but her tablet, eat, go to school on her tablet, eat, watch something on her tablet, do something a little bit here and there, and that's it. We've got to stop, people, the gossip, the culture of disrespect and chaos. It has to stop. And I'm talking to myself too. You know, I'm not here talking like, okay, I'm perfect. No, I'm guilty of it too. I mean, something hit my you know, hit my timeline, and it's the story of the day, and next thing you know, I'm talking about it, you know? And that's pretty much has been our culture. That's pretty much been our whole internet excursion the past 5-6 years, probably. I mean, it's gotten worse, and it's getting worse by the day. I even noticed I was talking to a friend of mine, and my phone was in the other room and in the other office. And I said something to this person, and I went back to my office. It had an ad about what I was talking about. Now, I couldn't understand how that could be. How are they able to now read our minds and listen to our conversations in any room that we're in, and then connect it to my phone? It's almost like your identity, our identities are now in AI, in the clouds. And no matter what we do, no matter what we say, an imprint of who we are is being recorded at all times. It doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, why you're doing it. You are being recorded. I challenge all of us to take an hour a day, 2 hours a day, and not look at our phones, not stand close to anything digital if possible, and just reflect and be happy and be free. It's time for us to slow it down again. Technology has sped everything up. Technology has basically taken over our lives, and we don't even know it. We're not even aware. In fact, we're addicted to it. Just like people are addicted to cocaine, or addicted to food, or addicted to alcohol, or addicted to sports, or addicted to golf, we are addicted to our phones. We are addicted to social media. We are addicted to gossip. We are addicted to the latest, greatest, whatever. We are addicted to timelines. We are addicted to news feeds. We are addicted to the crawl that goes across the screen. We're obsessed. It's like cigarettes now for us. It's like eating binge snacks, you know? You know, your chips and your candy and the things you're not supposed to eat when you're Netflixing and chilling, you know? That's what we are doing. We have become obsessed and hooked on technology. It's time for us to stop. It's time for us to release that. Release that hold that's over us, and go back to the purity of light, the purity of love, the purity of faith, joy, happiness. Because those are the things that will heal our families. Those are the things that will heal our relationships. Those are the things that will heal our negative emotions. And again, I'm talking to myself as well, you know. It's time for all of us to collectively be responsible to each other and be responsible for one another and be accountable to each other. You know, I have mentors, not many, but a couple people that I even talk to when I need to run things by. People that you would never know, you know, just to keep me, not necessarily, as they say, grounded, but to keep me aware, to keep me aware, to let me know, hey, don't go too far to the left. Don't go too far to the right. Stay in the pocket, as they call it when you're doing music. Stay in the pocket. Stay in the pocket. Keep that beat strong. Stay in the pocket. Let's all let's all stay in the pocket. Let's all stay in that beat. The beat of love, the beat of life, the beat of strong foundation that's built in positivity and wealth, wealth of knowledge. See, this is the message that people don't want to listen to, but this is the message that we need the most. I thank you guys for listening. I got to go back to set. Much love, peace, and happiness to all of you that listen to my podcast every week or every chance you get. Thank you for watching us on CJC Network. Thank you for watching us on Spotify. Thank you for watching the old episodes on YouTube at CJC TV on YouTube. Thank you for the ones that listen and watch us on iHeart. You can't watch it on iHeart, but listen to us on iHeart. And thank you for the ones that watch the repeats on the Grit Network. The Grit Network is available everywhere, including Plex, Local Now, Channel 1230 on Local Now, and now the Griot. We are now on the Griot. Peace and blessings.